The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on September 17, 1997 in Bangalore, India. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 5, Text 5.
Sripalada uvacha tasadu manye suravarya dehina sada samudvigna dhiyama sagrahat hidvatma patam grihamandakupam vanam gato yadharim asrayeta tasadu manye suravarya dehinam sada samudvigna dhiyama sadgrahat hidvatma patam grihamandakupam vanam gato yadharim asrayeta. Translation by His Divine Grace today, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Where is the Kannada translation going? Someone can announce, anyone else needs. It's in the back there. Just announce it. Prahlad Maharaj replied, O best of the Asuras, King of the Demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest, Vona. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavana, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Hiranyakasipu thought that Prahlad, being nothing but a small boy with no actual experience, might reply with something pleasing, but nothing practical. Prahlad Maharaj, however, being an exalted devotee, had acquired all the qualities of education. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvaya gunayasta uttatra samasate suraha harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manoratena sati dhavato bahi. Translation. One who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna consistently manifests all the good qualities of Krishna and the devatas. However, who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualifications because he is engaged by mental concoction and material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord. Bhagavatam 5:18-12. So-called educated philosophers and scientists who are simply on the mental platform cannot distinguish between what is actually sat, eternal, and what is asat, or temporary. The Vedic injunction is asatoma jyotirgama. Everyone should give up the platform of temporary existence and approach the eternal platform. The soul is eternal, and topics concerning the eternal soul are actual knowledge. Elsewhere it is said, apasyatam atmatattvam griheshu grihamedhinam. Those who are attached to the bodily concept of life and who thus stick to life as a grihasta or householder on the platform of material sense enjoyment cannot see the welfare of the eternal soul. Prahlad Maharaj confirmed this by saying that if one wants success in life, he should immediately understand from the right sources what his self-interest is and how he should mold his life in spiritual consciousness. One should understand himself to be part and parcel of Krishna and thus completely take shelter of his lotus feet for guaranteed spiritual success. Everyone in the material world is in the bodily conception, struggling hard for existence, life after life. Prahlad Maharaj therefore recommended that to stop this material condition of repeated birth and death, one should go to the forest or vana. In the varnashram system, first one becomes a brahmachari, then a grihastha, a vanaprastha, and finally a sannyasi. Going to the forest means accepting vanaprastha life, which is between grihastha life and sannyas. As confirmed in the Vishnu Purana 389, Varnashrama charavata purushena parapuman vishnu aradhyate. By accepting the institution of Varna and Ashram, one can very easily elevate himself to the platform of worshipping Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, if one remains in the bodily conception, one must rot within this material world and his life will be a failure. Society must have divisions of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra, and for spiritual advancement one must gradually develop as a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi. Prahlad Maharaj recommended that his father accept Vanaprastha life because as a Grihastha he was becoming increasingly demoniac due to bodily attachment. Prahlad recommended to his father that accepting Vanaprastha life would be better than going deeper and deeper into Griham Andam Kupam, the blind well of life as a Grihastha. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore invite all the elderly persons of the world to come to Vrindavan and stay there in retired life, making advancement in Krishna in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Hari Om. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation, purport to the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 5th chapter, 5th verse, in the matter of Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. So, here we see Prahlad's wonderful spiritual intelligence. If one is engaged in devotional service, one gets all good intelligence, all good qualities. But that is who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna, it says. Akinchana. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavat yakinchana. Sarvaya gunayastatra samasate sura. Then they get all good qualities of the devatas. To get this unflinching devotional service is the secret. Unflinching faith is very great thing to have faith in Krishna. It's not a small blessing. Because if we have this faith, we get all the good qualities. Someone comes in contact with a devotee, ado sraddha, has a little faith. It's a good person. Then they hear from that person and other devotees. They get some association with devotees, ado sraddha, satsanga. In that association, they decide to take up worshipping the Lord in devotional service, vachana kriya, chanting japa, reading, offering their food to Krishna, doing some seva. In this way they get anartha nivritti, they get the dirty things from the heart cleansed away. Then they can see this material world as it is, and they can achieve nishta bhakti, very fixed up devotion. From nishta bhakti, then as one goes on serving very steadily, they start to get a taste for serving. Very wonderful nectarian taste. The taste will increase and one becomes attached to the taste. And that attachment to Krishna consciousness is ashakti. Thereafter, as one becomes more and more attached, then one gets bhava, or ecstatic love for Krishna. Bhava becomes deeper and at some point Krishna reveals himself to the devotee, then the devotee gets prema or pure love. So the Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained it's something like refining a sugar cane. You have the sugar cane. Sugar cane is sweet. How many think sugar cane is sweet? What is more sweet than sugar cane? The next level up is the sugar cane juice, right? When you squeeze out the sugar cane, as guys, the sugar cane, voila, they squeeze out the juice. Is the juice more sweet than the sugar cane? More concentrated. Then you cook down the juice, what do you get? Jagri gur. Guranga. You get jaggery, then if you take the jaggery a little one step further, what you can do? No, there's jaggery candy. Gore candy is there. Gore candy. Patali type gore candy you can make. Like they stretch it. You can eat nice. Then there's further refining, more sweet than gore candy is what? What can you say? What do you think? I'm giving you your chance. You don't know. What is more sweet than gore candy? Sugar. And more sweet than sugar? Sugar candy. So, how many we got? Sugar cane, juice, gore, jaggery, jaggery candy. Then we got sugar. Sugar cane, what? Glucose. Like that. As you're refining, that's how you have to refine your devotional service. What level do you take initiation on? Which of those eight levels? Anyone knows? Yes, in the Bhajana Kriya level, when you're practicing devotional service. Then you take initiation, and under the guidance of the Guru, you should get rid of all your anarthas. Sometimes when people are initiated, they think, now I've made it. But that's just the beginning. Now it's the time to go further refining. When you cook up the gur, the sugarcane juice is so much that this foam comes. I don't know, any of you ever been in a country? I live in a village, so I know how, in Mayapur. We are cooking that sugarcane juice, and the foam comes. You take off the foam from the top and throw it. All the dogs are coming and eating that foam. And they get all night, they become intoxicated. Ooh, you know. But as that foam is going off, then the gore becomes very clear and nice. Just like when you cook butter to make ghee, what happens? There's some foam kind of crust comes on the top. So from our bhajana kriya, from our devotional service, we want to get out the anarthas, all the weeds, all material contaminations. So we have unflinching faith. Maybe we're doing devotional service, but we still have desire for fame, for name, for credit, for some kind of material benefit. By doing devotional service, I'll become renowned in the world as a great person. Or by being a devotee, I'll get more money in my shop. Some people, they come and they say, Gurudev, please give your blessing so that this or that material thing happens. Actually, it's not proper to ask the Guru for material blessings. Those things come by Krishna's mercy automatically. What we should try to get is that which will not come by its own accord. By karmas we can get good and bad things happening, but by Krishna's mercy only we can get devotional service. So what happens many times, people, they get stuck up on one of these levels. We should know what level we're on and not get traffic jam, not get stuck up there. We're still cleaning out so many anarthas. Of course, after a certain point, even when we reach Nishta or Ashakti, sometimes There's still a small number of anarthas, but the main anarthas are cleaned out. Anarthas are also in very subtle ways. Banu Maharaj translated one book that explains more about these anarthas. I forget what's the book, Kandambani or something? I'm not sure. Anyway, which book it was, but he was something by Chakravarti, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And it tells about all the different kinds of anarthas. That sometimes we get fired up, go for it! Then sometimes we become spaced out. No energy, no enthusiasm. Oh, it's so hard to chant my rounds. So this is called hot and cold, thin and thick. Sometimes our devotion gets really thick, intense, and then sometimes it like thins out. Somebody watered it down. This is a kind of an artha. And have you ever experienced that? You see, there are somebody like that. There are so many different subtle type of an artha, subtle type of things. We can't fix our mind on one point, it's going here and there, so many points. So, there's the gross anarthas, there's the subtle anarthas, we can clear those away, we become very fixed. When I was in Montreal, and Prabhupada was there in 1968, one mother and father came to see their son. Now they decided that they didn't want their son to be a Hare Krishna devotee. And they grabbed the son, one on each of the arms, they grabbed and were dragging him to the doorway. We have to come home. Can't stay here. He's saying, no, I don't want to go. I want to stay here. He said, no, you have to go home. So then he got up to the doorway and he was grabbing on the handle of the door. And the mother and father were grabbing on his feet. He's lifted up in the air and they're pulling. And he won't let go. So Prabhupada was saying, this is a sign of attachment. To Krishna consciousness. Actually very hard. We're very happy that we have whole families who are devotees and families who are supporting their children. In the West, sometimes this is very difficult. Even in India, sometimes they don't understand. But in the West, because maybe their Christian background or some other background, their parents don't understand. Some are more tolerant, some are happy to see that their child is happy, but some are very... They don't understand. They never took the time to understand what really is my son or daughter thinking. On this last tour, when I visited 8 continents in 1 month, all by your prayers, 2 devotees I met, or 2 devotees had been kidnapped by their parents. In the West, they have professional, what they call them as a deprogrammer. You pay $20,000, $10,000, 3 to 6 lakhs of rupees. And they'll kidnap your son or daughter for you. And they'll blaspheme Krishna to them and the gurus and everything and try to destroy their faith. This is their profession. How to destroy someone's faith. And one 26-year-old lady, Vaishnavi, who's been serving in London for 6 years, her parents were very nice and said, please come home and visit us. We'd like to see you. It's been a long time. And they were very nice. And the whole thing was a setup. And they had paid, they had a discount rate. They paid $5,000 or 2 lakhs. And that was subsidized by the church, matching grant. In that country, the church is also against Hare Krishna. And they kidnapped her, took her away and hid her in some place and then exposed her to this some American guy. In America, this was going on for many years, and they've been put in jail because it's against the law. But there's some countries where the law is very weak, and they can get away with it. So now they've gone to other countries where it's they can do their business. So somehow, this girl was able to escape and run away. You just think, you know, how much faith and how much devotion. Here we're in India, all right, maybe sometimes relatives criticize, people criticize. But so far we haven't had these kidnappings, torturings, and forcing people to lose their faith. Still, they say the Hare Krishna devotees are the toughest. They are charged more money for Hare Krishnas. Then I was in Australia, and there was another case where a young girl was living in a temple in Melbourne. The parents also paid somebody from America to do this and tricked their daughter to come for a picnic and an outing or something. But in Australia, law is very heavy. And she called up the temple and said, they're trying to do this to me, and I'm sitting there telling me so many horrible things. So they called the police, and the police came and released her. They said, you can't hold her against her will. So, actually, being in India, one is so fortunate. With the family, you can practice Krishna consciousness together, everyone in the community. Sometimes there's obstacles, but by and large it's a much more favorable place to perform one's devotional service. And you think that how some of these devotees, how hard they struggle just to be devotees. For some devotees it's relatively easy, some it's many obstacles, everybody's trying to dissuade them. One has to appreciate there are many determined devotees in the Krishna conscious movement. Sometimes we may think that we're doing a lot of service, but actually we shouldn't think how much we're doing, we should think how much we could do, what our potential is. We shouldn't only look at how far we've progressed, we should see how much further we have to progress yet. We shouldn't see this defects in others and our own unfulfilled expectations from others. But we should see our own lack of devotional qualities and how we can increase them. There's two kinds of householders. There's a householder who is a Krishna in the center, the spiritual grihastha. And then there's the householder that was mentioned here in this verse, the griha medinam, those who are attached to the bodily conception of life. Householders who's on the platform of material sense enjoyment and cannot see the welfare of the eternal soul. This is mainly the whole world in this second category. So our bhakta vrindas are meant to uplift people from griha medinam platform to grihastha platform, from ordinary students and bachelors to brahmacharis and brahmacharinis, to bring people up to a higher level. But in the beginning, we know that they're just praying, they just want to have, you know, peace, material happiness, sense gratification. That will be there, you know, but we should also see to the welfare of the soul. We want everyone to be peaceful, happy. And in the material world, you cannot avoid a certain amount of sense gratification. So we're not envious against anybody for having some sense gratification within moderation. We're not envious against anybody. But we are seeing that if one gets too much entangled and loses sight of the eternal soul, then they suffer. And we don't want anybody to suffer. So somebody starts out in Vedic culture as a brahmachari, they learn how to do devotional service, then they become responsible, retire from the family activities and be a vanaprastha. And they focus, and that time they leave aside the sense gratification, which is more predominant in household life. And then finally, like when we renounce everything and become a sannyasi, giving all the activities to Krishna. So here Prahlad, he's asking his father, you should be a vanaprastha, you know, biggest sense gratifier in the universe. Get out from all this maya. It's making you forget your real purpose in life. Little children and old people, they can get away with saying heavy things like this, right? If a little child says something heavy, it's hard to get angry at a little child. And if, because it sounds cute, you don't expect it from a little child. So even Hiranyakashipu, hearing these words from Prahlad, his first response was, he laughed. Look at it. See how his intelligence has been polluted by the enemy. His enemies have somehow infiltrated my Gurukul and teaching him all this horrible stuff. So, Hiranyakashipu's response was, put guards around the Gurukul, make sure no Vaishnavas enter in and pollute Prahlad. He didn't know his son too well at that point. And the teachers wonder, where does this guy learn all these things? He didn't know how he was taught by his guru when he was in the womb of the mother. So before he was born, he was already programmed. You see, Hiranyakashipu, he is the king of the deprogrammers. He tried his level best to deprogram Prahlad. Send him to a demonic school where he was simply trained in atheism, trained how The enemy are the people who believe in God. They're the real demons, you know, they're the real bad guys. Devotee is a bad guy. Demon to them is a good word. Demon means great. Daitya, so when you say daitya, they're not feeling, you know, bad. Yes. Just like, you know, I'm an atheist, I'm proud of it. You know, there are people like that in the world. Proud to be atheist. And for them, if you say you're a devotee, they think that's a dirty word. You're sentimental. In fact, many of our educational institutions, they feel like that. The Maoist is saying religion is the opium of the people, right? That was their... Well, Krishna also said, give up all religions. Sarva dharman purityaja mame kang sarang vaja. Give up all religious practices except surrendering to him. That is the real religious activity everyone should perform. Give up all this less priority aspects of religion and take the essence of serving Krishna. Very nice here, Prabhupada invited all the elderly persons of the world to come to Vrindavan and stay there in retired life. Here in this Gupta Vrindavan in the south, are you going to have a special Vanaprastha facility? They can come and take up in their retired life, take up their advancement in spiritual consciousness. Had to plant a few trees, make it a forest. The point is to engage in Krishna's service. Now one can make their own home as a Vrindavan. Right? We're already making the homes as Vrindas, so just Vrindavan. By putting Krishna in the center. Actually, if somebody is situated in pure devotional service, it's not so important that they have to give up household life. It's not essential. The point is to be Krishna conscious, to give all our energy to Krishna. If we can do that, then we've achieved the perfection. So we should understand that taking initiation is just a birth, a first step, and then we have to go on. I admitted that after 29 years of being a disciple of Srila Prabhupada by initiation, I'm just thinking that how I can become a very good disciple, how I can be a better disciple. So many, seems time somehow was not utilized to the best way. Every devotee should try to improve in their own service, attitude and dedication to Guru and Krishna. Where's that blue book I had, the big book? The other one. Where's the other one? Chanchalapati. Where is it? Down. It'll take too long. No? That, the beginning, our spiritual life, I mentioned in our Ishta Gosti, we start out as Kanishta Adhikaris, just see God, trying to serve God. So many people are like that. They see God is only in the church, in the mosque, in the temple. They don't see beyond that. Maybe someone a little more advanced, Kanishta Adhikari, sees representative of God as Guru. But then they don't appreciate the other devotees. And then we go beyond that, and then we actually, as a Madhyam Adhikari, there's four levels. There's a level, four different visions. We see the Lord as our shelter. Guru is his representative. We take shelter of Guru and Krishna. We see the Vaishnavas who are practicing devotional service. We address them as Prabhu, and we be friends with them. Be a friend means we work for their interests. We don't envy them. We're not against them. We work for their welfare and interest, and we share Krishna conscious discussion with them. Then we see innocent people, people who don't know about the purpose of life. They're not against Krishna consciousness. They just don't know. We see the Kanishta Adhikaris, and we try to give them Krishna consciousness, try to bring them up. Then you see demonic people who are very much against Krishna. And Madhyam Adhikari avoids them. And Uttam Adhikari is something we, only by Krishna's mercy one can become. It sees everybody as a devotee, more advanced than he is. So in this way, you get to learn to become a better devotee at every step, how to associate better, how to appreciate all the mercy we're getting from different devotees. How many of you have been helped by other devotees in your spiritual life? Anybody's been helped by another devotee? Other than the Guru? Ashok, you've not been helped? Couldn't understand. So that devotee helped you. Many times we don't understand something and someone is helping us, right? Actually, if we could be grateful to all the help that devotees are giving, then it would help a lot for us to love the devotees. I was thinking today, what should be a good meditation on Srila Prabhupada? So I was thinking that first, how meditating on Prabhupada's greatness as a devotee, his surrender to the Guru Parampara and everything, and then to meditate upon his compassion, how much he loved all the devotees who were helping him and are helping him, and how he had compassion for all living entities and desire to see Krishna consciousness reach all living entities for their upliftment. Then meditate on how Prabhupada has taken the commitment for so many thousands of devotees, disciples, and in turn, through his representatives, how many devotees have taken shelter of Prabhupada's movement, and how Prabhupada wants everybody to be Krishna conscious, and to how it's our duty to help Prabhupada in getting all the people who have taken shelter of him directly or through his movement to be able to become fully Krishna conscious. Then think, meditate on how all these souls have taken shelter, how Prabhupada appreciates all those people, all those who are coming forward, are trying to be Krishna conscious, who have surrendered, especially those who are actively pushing on Prabhupada's movement. And how much Prabhupada appreciates and loves them, and then try to get filled with the love that Prabhupada has for all of his devotees. Think how dear all the souls are, or should be, that since they're all dear to Prabhupada, how their devotees are pushing on the movement for pleasing Prabhupada, then how dear they should be to us. how they are sacrificing, dedicating, surrendering, taking risks to spread Krishna consciousness, taking austerities, and how Prabhupada wants them to be cared for, helped, brought to his lotus feet. To think of one's spiritual God brothers, God sisters, if you are guru, children, nieces, nephews, all of Prabhupada's followers, pray for their welfare. Love them the way Prabhupada, try to love them as Prabhupada loves them. Get absorbed in the love for the devotees. And then think of practical ways how to express and show this love for the devotees. In serving them, and encouraging them, appreciating them, and guiding them, sheltering them, loving them, treating them kindly, listening to them, engaging them practically in devotional service, encouraging their faith in Prabhupada, in their gurus, helping them to overcome the obstacles, dispelling doubts, and creating service opportunities appropriate to their needs. And then to take up the vision of Srila Prabhupada, how to see the Krishna conscious movement spread, to bring in more people into his net of mercy. Like that, I was thinking, I'm not finished yet, it's a rough draft, I'm just kind of working on it. But how to actually think, how to meditate. Every devotee should get their own mission statement, their own mission, their own vision on how they want to serve their spiritual master, how they can be better devotees, better disciples, better follower of Krishna and Prabhupada. Sometimes we fall into the mentality that everybody owes us something. Instead of that Krishna doesn't need our worship. It's not like by me worshipping Krishna, his value has now increased. You know, a politician, if he has more people fanning him, then he gets more value. The Krishna, you can have everybody fan, doesn't make any difference to him. He's already cool. He's already the greatest. But we get blessed, we get glorious by serving Krishna. It's to our benefit. Similarly, coming to the Krishna conscious movement doesn't help anyone as much as it helps us. We're the one who actually, if Krishna wanted to, he could deliver the whole world just like that. But he wants to give us an opportunity to serve him. So he takes this role as a gardener and says, yes, I need help. Someone, a nice devotee, had a nice realization that if he wanted to, he could deliver everybody. But he's so kind, he's giving us service. Otherwise, we'd be just wandering in the material world, we wouldn't know what to do. Now we can engage in serving and preaching about Krishna's glories and bringing people back to the spiritual path. It may be that the reason so much Maya happened after Krishna Chaitanya left was that all the souls who were on the planet then already got liberated. And this is a whole new batch. So we had to start from scratch. Because he told that to Vasudev Dutt, I can deliver everybody, one universe, what's that? Krishna can deliver. But again it'll fill up. It's like you pump out from the well, again the water comes. So Krishna is giving us this opportunity. Now we should think how we can serve Krishna, how we can be a better devotee. But instead if we think that I'm doing so much service for Krishna, why Krishna is not giving me this? Why Krishna is not giving me that? Why I'm not getting this thing? Why I'm not, I'm serving the temple. Why the temple president doesn't give me this and that? We're always looking for some personal thing. Then we'll be in frustration. As the Lord Chaitanya said, we should be amanena manadena. Don't desire anything for yourself. Don't desire any respect for yourself. You just give respect to others. Then you can always chant Hare Krishna. Soon as we start to desire respect, if we don't get it, we feel frustrated. If we don't desire any respect, then we get it, we think, oh, I didn't expect that. Instead, then we feel humbled. Why they're giving me respect? I can't do anything without mercy of Guru. The Guru should get the respect. The other devotees are helping me. They should get the respect. So then we don't get puffed up. But if we desire respect, we don't get it, we get frustrated. If we get it, we get puffed up. Right? So better not to desire respect. Desire to give respect, to give appreciation. So the more one advances in Krishna consciousness, then the more that we can get a taste for how much Krishna loves us. We see Krishna Chandra, Radha Krishna Chandra, so much he loves all his devotees, loves all the living entities. But we're not loving him so much. Radharani has so much love for Krishna. If we could have a drop of the love, we'd be overflooded. But we are drying up and not getting the love because of our offenses, offensive mentality, and somehow missing the point. So we don't want any devotee to not be in the nectar. This is always worrying me because I see so many devotees, they're not getting the bliss. Why they're not getting the bliss? They ask me why I'm not getting the bliss. We know the categories, offenses, weeds, material desires, slack in devotional service. I'm not getting any bliss. I don't find any time to chant. What's wrong? You chant? You chant properly, you feel more bliss. I'm not feeling any happiness. Nobody loves me. Nobody appreciates me. But we're not thinking that I'm not appreciating anybody else. If we actually are just trying to give love, we immediately feel happy. So, one thing we've found in ISKCON is that devotees have wrong expectations. And because they have the wrong expectation, when those expectations are not fulfilled, they're frustrated. So it's very important we know what is the correct expectation. Hiranyakashipu here, he had expectation from his son. My son will be a stupid little kid. I'll say, how do you like your school? He'll say, oh, very nice. That's his expectation, right? I like playing. Instead, his son gives him this whole lecture, right? On the purpose of life. And Hiranyakashipu was not happy. Actually, he should have been very happy. I have such a wonderful son. He's such a great saint. But being a demon, he had different expectation. So if we have the right expectation, then we will be able to advance nicely. We'll be able to see things in the right perspectives. If we don't have the right expectation, then even if something happens which we should be very happy about, we won't be happy. Hiranyakashipu should have been happy. His son said a verse that was so wonderful. We're reading it as a shastra in the Bhagavatam. Instead, his father is upset. So we should be in the proper line, proper consciousness. Then we can become, we can survive. Otherwise, it's very easy to become bitter. One of the qualifications, one of the disqualifications to be a spiritual leader of a vrinda or any kind of preaching is to be a bitter person. We should be a better person, not a bitter person. Bitterness is an easy thing in Kali Yuga to fall into. I see there's so many things going wrong. If we want to, we can easily find things to be bitter about. But instead, if we just think that everybody is sincerely trying, we are not expert, how we can help, how we can do something to make things better. So rather than be bitter, let's work to make things better. Sure, there's so many things which are not up to the mark. So we think how to find those out, how to improve them, how to improve myself. But when we think negatively against others, we lose our trust in the other devotees. We lose our love for the other devotees. We become embittered. Some months ago, it's so easy for misunderstandings to happen. I heard one devotee was becoming bitter against me during the big rush of Guru Puja, she had come up, and somehow I didn't give her a sweet. She thought, Guru has rejected me. I knew it. He doesn't love me anymore. I didn't know, somehow it happened, you know. I was busy doing something on my computer or something. Whatever I was doing, she walked in front of me, I didn't see her. I didn't say anything. She thought I'm ignoring her. Guru doesn't love me. Second confirmation. Like this, she wrote a letter. I didn't get a reply. I don't know what happened. I didn't get the letter. You know? That was it. Really confirmed. Guru doesn't love her anymore. So then, since the Guru doesn't love me, nobody loves me in Krishna consciousness, then I should go to some other group. They'll love me there. So somebody warned me that she's starting to associate with some other group. She's feeling very neglected and bittered. Then I asked Sitaram Lakshman Das to phone her up, tell her to come to the program. He didn't do it. He forgot. But fortunately, she came to class. She was sitting in the back of Bhagavatam class. I asked, did you call? Oh no, I forgot. Then I saw she was there. Never mind. Then I talked to her and explained, you know, I love her as my spiritual daughter very much. Nothing to be upset about. And I don't know, I certainly didn't purposely not give her the prasad. You know, now it's the Guru Puja, such a serious thing, you know. One person doesn't get, maybe. As we said yesterday, the fan syndrome. I hope disciples do not have such thin faith, you know. But then when she realized that I was definitely very much concerned about her spiritual life, and she was crying, and she was... So Kali Yuga, little things can... Kali is there to put so many ideas in the mind. One little thing happened and he's right there. See? They don't appreciate you. They don't love you. They this, they that. Something, you know, he'll just go on giving some. Yes, it's true. And then something else happened and your mind imagines something and pretty soon you have a whole image in your mind. Which is Akash Kusum actually. It's not reality. Maybe a few small things might be touched with reality, but the most of it is a picture that's created by their mind and inflated by Kali to make us lose our determination to serve Krishna properly, or to somehow implicate us in offenses, to weaken us. So we had to be very careful. You see, if you don't get a sweet, it doesn't mean I don't love you. Even if you don't get a reply to your letter, it might just mean that it got lost in the mail or something, or the secretary. Sometimes my secretaries have misplaced whole stacks of letters. Or sometimes maybe just... Sometimes you know what happens in India. I have answered letters. I sent a copy. They don't get... You take it down to the post office. You have to stand there and watch them stamp it. Because they peel off these international letters, they peel off the ticket and sell again. 15 rupees, 20 rupees, 10 letters like that, 600 rupees, 200 rupees. So you have to actually sit there and stand. Sometimes they're lazy, they don't do that. Nobody got any mail. We sent out 200 letters, nobody got. Why? Some postman became rich. Email, they can't take off the stamp. But internet eats it up sometimes. So like that, we need to be very... I need a lot of help to make the devotees... Because somebody was kind enough to tell me that devotee was having doubts, I could help. So everybody has to be representing the Guru and Prabhupada and seeing that everybody's in good health. If they're not in good health, don't kick them when they're down. Help to pull them up. Get them... If they need special mercy, tell... The senior devotees, this one needs some special mercy, they're going through a rough time. In material life, people go through rough times. So we have to help people, help the devotees to get over the tough time. So how many of you like to help Srila Prabhupada in expanding the Krishna conscious movement to everyone in Bangalore, in the world? Srila Prabhupada ki. How many like to help me also in helping Prabhupada? Hare Krishna, thank you. Any question? I don't know why they have that paranoia. I agree with you. They shouldn't feel like that. Don't push me away. Why will they be pushed away? It's not Guru who pushes away. Guru is trying to pull. We are the one who's pushing away. Please don't let my mind push me away. Don't let me be pulled away by the currents of Maya. Why the Guru will push away? Guru is pulling and pulling like any of his arms are getting tired. He's pulling on the rope. And we're resisting like anything. And we're saying, don't push me away. Please, don't push me away. Any other question? Narahari Das? Narahari Chaitanya Das, is it?
There are many senior disciples who are very active before, but now they are not that much active. So what should we do about it? How we can help?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur said it's a tough service in Namhat. He compared it to the barber service. Some people don't shave and they get a growth. Then they take the barber and so some people are being overgrown by mayas. They're losing their enthusiasm, losing their enthusiasm. And someone who can go and preach to them and give them good association, bring them up, is more difficult than sometimes inspiring a new person. It requires special patience and determination. Also, that's why I like to step up if I know that somebody's not being as active as they could or they're in need of some special attention, then I can try to give them. There'll be a limit, you know, how much special attention I can give, right? So that at least we can put it where it's needed most. Somehow get people back into devotional service, find out what it is that's troubling them. Sometimes it's just a little association they need. They're just a little bit rusty. Sometimes it's some special preaching. Sometimes they don't have the right service. They need a service they can be inspired by. Sometimes they had bad association and they become overgrown with weeds and they need a heavy preaching to get rid of the weeds. Different things. Everyone's a different case. If they haven't given up their desire for being Krishna conscious, then there's hope. We have to fan that desire and make it grow again. Any other question? Maharaji, do you have any questions? Pardon? So what's the question? You realized it. Understand what you realized. Give respect to others. It's actually more fun to appreciate others than to be appreciated. It's more enjoyable to serve than to be served. But until we realize that, then we are thinking that being served is the best. Even Krishna realized that it's more enjoyable to be a servitor than to be the served. That's why he took on the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience what it's like to be the servitor for a change. He saw Radharani is getting more happiness serving him than his devotees are getting more happiness than him being served. So serving is the best thing we can do. So being appreciated means somebody is serving us. Naturally, that won't be so satisfying. We can serve someone else. That's much more satisfying. So I'm very grateful to see how the Bangalore Center here is nice and clean and is going on so nicely. So many devotees are helping. That when devotees are coming for an evening class, of course, to all of the devotees who are helping in this effort to go on setting your goals and see where, what you want to achieve through all your efforts and Krishna's mercy, you've been able to have the nice facility now, what your goals are, what you'd like to achieve in 5 years, in 10 years, in 1 year. Thank you, Hare Krishna.